U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 336,000 jobs in September. That's up from 227,000 jobs in August, and much stronger than the around 170,000 jobs that forecasters had expected. President Joe Biden, speaking from the White House, said that the new job numbers and other positive economic trends were indicative of the success of his policies.
The unemployment rate has stayed below 4% for 20 months in a row, the longest stretch in 50 years. We've achieved a 70-year low in unemployment rate for women, record lows in unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic workers, and people with disabilities. Folks who have been left behind in previous recoveries and left behind for too long. We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down.
The hiring binge confounded expectations for a slowdown and added one more layer of complexity to the Federal Reserve's high-wire effort to defeat inflation without causing a recession. A strong job market could mean that growth is too healthy, which would slow the decline of inflation rates or even push inflation rates back up. Rapid hiring can lead to higher wages, which in turn can fuel inflation if companies raise their prices to offset their higher labor costs. If that happens, it could lead the Fed to further raise interest rates. High rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford in a market already out of reach for many Americans. In the past, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said that slowing inflation back to the Fed's 2% target will require, quote, pain in the labor market. So far, there's been little sign of such pain. Still, Biden warned that Republican dysfunction and a possible government shutdown next month could still derail the economy.
House Republicans should put us back in a crisis mode again. We have only 40 days for Congress to get back to work. They're on the same House Republicans on recess now to fund the government, avoid a shutdown, and protect the tremendous gains American workers have made over the past 2.5 years. Shutdown would mean troops don't get paid, air traffic controllers wouldn't get paid. There'd be all kinds of problems at airports. Loans to small businesses would be delayed. And closing some of them. It's time to stop fooling around. House Republicans, it's time for you to do your job.
Meanwhile, the president attributed public doubts about the health of the economy to the nature of news media coverage, which he said prioritizes the negative.
You all are not the happiest people in the world. What's your report? And I mean it sincerely. It gets you get more legs when you're reporting something that's negative. I don't mean you're picking on me. I'm just the nature of things. You turn on the television, and there's not a whole lot about boy saves dog as he swims in the lake, you know, to say, you know, it's about, you know, somebody pushed the dog in the lake.
Heading into October, a season of labor strikes could impact economic forecasts. The jobs report tally was conducted in mid-September, just before the United Auto Workers strike began, so it doesn't reflect the 25,000 striking auto workers. It was also taken before Hollywood writers ended their strike, nor could it take into account any fallout from the scheduled 3-day healthcare workers strike at Kaiser Permanente. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.